the hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.
Welcome to Makeup Rees, y'all. I'm so excited that you guys came. It is your host, KB. Now, this podcast is for all the makeup lovers, the makeup enthusiasts, the makeup artists, the makeup professionals. If you love how to do makeup, if you're trying to learn how to do makeup, if you already know how to do makeup, child, whatever, what have you, this podcast is for you. Okay, so this section is shout out to my subscribers. I really want to get to know all of you, so I have created a form, a survey that lists like what your interests are, what kind of makeup are you really into. Do you like the bold or do you like the more soft glam, the more neutral? Are you a beginner? Are you advanced? Like, tell me. So this form will be in the show notes, but it will also be on my Instagram and all of my social media will be in the show notes as well. But my Instagram is Makeup Reads, MakeupReadz. Makeup Reads, and it'll be in that little bubble where you can highlight and it'll say shout out to my subscribers. So once you fill it out, I'll look over it. I will shout you out in the next episode of the podcast. I want this to be as interactive as possible, so please go fill it out. Tell me your interests and let's get to know each other. Okay, guys. Here's our quote of the day. It says, It says, curiosity about life in all of its aspects, I think, is still the secret of great creative people, by Leo Burnett. And what I get from this quote is, you know, just when you can, of course, apply this to life and being creative in life, and that's wonderful. But of course, we're talking about makeup. And what I get from the quote is that just, I think I said this, you know, last episode, don't worry so much about the outcome or the end product of what you're about to create. Just let yourself explore. Just be curious. So you bought that new liner, that neon orange liner, and you're just like, okay, but what look am I gonna do with it? Who cares? Just be like, I love this neon orange liner. I wonder how it would look if I did this. Does it? Oh, that's interesting. Or maybe not. Let's add something else. Maybe we can still save this. And just by, you know, staying curious and staying just like questioning, it's gonna bring something else to the table, and it's gonna bring a lot more flow. And honestly, it's a lot more fun to work with than just being hard on yourself. This is definitely for my beginners. When you're just starting and it just feels like, you know, it's crap, don't worry, sis, we've all been there. But it's also for, you know, our advanced, and well, it's for all levels, because you can get so advanced that you're expecting yourself to, you know, be able to create in a certain way, in a certain manner, in a certain time frame. And sometimes we all have creative blocks, and it's just allowing yourself to get back into that mode of, all right, what if I do this? Oh, I like that. Okay, what if I add this? Oh, I don't like that. Okay, what if I subtract that and add this? And just keep going. So that's what I get from that quote. And hopefully you can get that from it too. Hey Hey guys, welcome back to Makeup Breeze. It's your host KB, and we're about to get into some things. So before we get into this podcast, if you haven't seen the step-by-step makeup tutorial, make sure you go check out that first. And also make sure you follow Makeup Breeze on all our social media. It will be in the show notes. Let's just go ahead and get into this bomb look, shall we? I've said before that, you know, I want to make sure with Makeup Breeze that I have a variety of looks. So I pretty much pick looks from our do looks in three categories, which is essentially soft glam, faux glam, and then creative artistic glam. So yeah, those are the three types of categories that I usually, those are the three categories that I think of when I'm doing my makeup. And I wanted to make sure, again, like I said, that I was keeping variety. So whether I think I've done pretty well with that for the past three looks, you know, having a soft glam, a bold glam, and then artistic creative. So I just want to keep that going and just make sure, like, you know, Makeup Breeze is well-rounded. Oh, before we, I forgot to say this. It's really important. If you haven't joined our Facebook group yet, please go join us. This is where we talk about like products and go back and forth and what would be best for a look. You can post your own makeup looks there, you know, to show off your progress, your growth, you know, or if you're struggling with a certain idea, or even if you're trying to recreate one of, you know, the looks I put on Makeup Breeze, this way you can get some help. And it's more close-knit, and we're all just trying to help each other, okay? So that's what Facebook groups is for. It's definitely more responsive and more in-depth than just Instagram. So if that's something that you're looking for, again, go and join our Facebook groups, which is in the show notes. So yeah, for this look, I knew, I was like, okay, I just did Valentine's Day and that was cute or whatever, but I wanted something that was a little bit advanced in skill. This isn't a look I would have been able to successfully have done as a beginner. That's not to say that you as a beginner won't be able to successfully do it. This is just me talking about my process. So the first soft glam look that I did was pretty simple. I think I maybe used a max of three colors, and it was, you know, on the simpler side of technique. And I wanted to keep in somewhat of that realm, but take it up a notch. And so that's where I got this look from. And there were three things that I knew I wanted immediately. I wanted it to be relatively simple. I wanted it to have a pop of color, but I also wanted it to have like a little bit of darkness. Like I wanted it to be a little bit more sultry, and not even really sultry is what I was looking for, but I just wanted to be a little bit more dark. I don't know, that's what I was going for yesterday or when I made it. So those were the three things that I had in mind. I wasn't even thinking of colors at this point. That's just what I wanted to create with the look. I naturally gravitate towards reds and browns when I'm going to my inner corner. And actually today when I was doing my makeup, I was like, I gotta like stop doing this and be a little bit more creative and what's going on. But I did this look before today, so never mind that. But anyway, so I started out with a brown color because I just knew it would work. Like I said, I usually just pick up browns or reds or red oranges that I put in my outer corner, and they never failed me. So if I'm ever rushing or if I just don't feel like, you know, experimenting, I just want to just put on my face and go, those are the colors that I just go to straight away. And that's helpful in that case. But when you're trying to be a little bit more creative and expand, it's like, okay, we get it that you're comfortable with those colors, but let's break outside of the box. However, I did not do that with this one. I just went ahead with the brown and I leveled it up. So start with a light brown in my outer corner. And then I went in with like this deeper shade of teal. I want to say that's teal, a deeper shade of teal. And then I went back in with a darker brown, like, it's not too close to black, but it's pretty close. But, you know, black would have just took it too dark for me. I know I didn't want it that dark. I just wanted some darkness. So instead of going for black to achieve that, I just went for a darker brown after I added my rich dark teal, my deeper shade of teal. And then in the front, I added baby blue eyeshadow that covered the whole front of the lid. So if you've seen my first soft glam look that I did, it was pretty much oranges and browns. It has the same concept and the same way of pretty much that I was doing makeup. I just added one more level, one more step by adding more dimension with the darker teal and the darker brown, so that it had more of a dark effect on the edge, whereas in the front there is an opening. And I didn't have to achieve that by putting something in my inner corner, because there are days when I just like, that's cute and I like putting stuff in my inner corner, but there's other days where I'm just like, I just want it matte. I don't really want that much attention. It's already open. So this is how I can open up my eyes without having to have a bright inner corner. It's just a different way of doing things. And when I saw it, I was like, wow, okay, like, this is something, huh? And so after I finished like all the shadow parts, I was like, okay, I think I'm done. And I was like, no, I'm not done. And I knew I wanted a liner, but I didn't want a wing because I still wanted to keep in with that smokiness that it gives me. It's definitely a smoky eye. If you guys remember from the first one, I said that it was a horizontal smoky eye and not a traditional smoky eye. Same concept here. So I still wanted to keep that feeling of a smoky eye, but I wanted a wing. So I was like, what color should I do? At first, I was thinking about a blue wing, but I was like, I don't want that blue wing to blend in with the front of the lid. That's just not gonna make me happy. So I didn't want it brighter than the blue that was in front of the lid. But I also didn't want it like a deep, like the deep teal that I chose. So I just scratched blue at the picture and I was like, eh, no, that's too much. And I was like, well, you did say you wanted, you know, a tad bit darker. So I used the original first brown that I used, maybe a little bit darker than that, and decided to make a wing. But it's not really a wing. It's just like a rounded line at the end. And there's a tip at the front. So it has kind of like that cat eye or feline type of shape in front of the eye. But at the end, it's just nicely rounded so that the smoky eye can still have its attention and take its effect. I knew I wanted something on the lower eyes. I do have a tendency to not put anything on my lower eyes. And that's like in real person and real life when I do makeup. So I'm trying to get more into putting stuff on my waterline, putting stuff on my lower lash line, and not making my lid so heavy. But I like that look. But again, I've been trying to experiment and do different things. So that's me stepping outside my comfort zone and my comfortability to try new things. So I didn't want it too dark on my lid. And what's crazy is I actually used two different colors on my waterline. It was actually brighter than the color that it looks like it is. Because it looks like it that the waterline and the lower lash line are two colors. But in reality, that one color that you're seeing was supposed to be the color of my lower lash line. And then I had a lighter color that was supposed to be in the waterline. And when I started blending, I was like, all that stuff kind of came together. And I was like, that's not what I wanted. But then I looked at it and I was like, but I like the effect. I like the effect. So I stuck with it and I kept it because, like I said, I don't even really play with my waterline and lower lash line in real life. So this is probably something I would do in real life, is just have like one color. I'm like, oh, that's fine. But like I said, I knew I didn't want something as dark. I wanted something to play in between them. But I wanted to keep this more in the soft glam category than in a bold glam category. And I felt like if I had add like, you know, like a blue or pink, orange, whatever I was thinking of, in my waterline, that would have moved the concept from soft glam to bold glam just because of the color choices that I was using. So I decided to just keep in the brown range, but much lighter, so that the top of the lid can still have focus, but the lower lash line doesn't feel so bare and so naked. And I like the outcome. I told y'all, I think I said this in the Valentine's Day one, that I'm pretty much using red and oranges all the time. And I realized that I do that in my digital art because I do that in real life. Like I only have, well, right now I only have two blushes. One is more on the pink and it has a shimmer in it a little bit, so it can kind of act like as a highlighter. I like to use it when I'm using like my pink highlighters, but I digress. And then I have like this really baked, I think it's from e.l.f. actually, red blush, and that's pretty much what I wear on a daily basis if I'm putting on blush. I really would like to, you know, use different colors, but I'd be so nervous because of my skin tone, and when I was trying to find bronzers, it wasn't working, and then I went to, you know, blushes because it kind of gave me the same effect that I would want from a bronzer. It just didn't have the shimmer in it. But then I got really comfortable in the color choices. So if you guys know of any good blushes in different colors, you know, tell me which one you like. I can go look those up and, you know, experiment again in real life. But yeah, since I naturally love a red blush on my skin tone, and I am technically drawn on myself, I decided to do a red blush for this one too, because I just, red blush on me doesn't usually take away from the look unless I just pack it on too much and have like this really strobing highlighter. But for the most part, I can rock it like I do a nude lip, and it just works wonders for like pretty much every look. And then going back to like this darkness, I had, well, I initially was like, I should do a nude lip with this. This would be bomb, right? Like I just said, it works together. I know that nude lips pretty much work with anything, and I love that about them because I can just have whatever I want on my eyes, put a nude lip, and it works. But I was thinking, you know, if I do a nude lip right now, I was thinking more of a lighter shade of a nude lip, so pretty much the shade of my skin tone is the color I was thinking of. And I was like, well, you want it to be so dark, why not just have like some dark lips too to like amplify that effect? And I was like, oh, sis, okay. So yeah, I ended up using a darker color, but I was like, that's a little bit too matte. Like I want it to still be able to see like the ridges of my lips, so I kind of turned down the opacity I think a little bit and changed the type of effect it had screen wise. I don't know which one I picked, like if it was screen or dodge or whatever, but anyway, I changed the effect of it so that it could look the way it does now, which is what it would look like in real life. And so I just love how the dark lips interact with the darkness at the end, but also how it just makes that blue pop out even more so than if I had a nude lip. With a highlighter, I kept it within a yellow highlighter. I've been loving my Fenty Trophy Wife highlighter. I just got this, I think, Christmas. And I know it's been out for a while, but I never had my hands on it. And usually when I get a highlighter, I pretty much stick to that one highlighter because I have a tendency to do that. Anyway, so that's pretty much what I wear on a daily basis if I'm doing my makeup, is I go get my fancy highlighter, my trophy. I'm like, oh, I just like how this looks on my cheeks. So that's what I was thinking about when I was doing this look on, when I was drawing it. So this is more of that strobing, blinding effect that I was talking about earlier in the podcast and the analysis of those other looks. It doesn't look like it in the photo, but I'm just thinking of how my cheeks look when I'm facing, you know, just front face. I'm not at an angle. It doesn't look that bright until you turn your cheek. And of course, I want it to look natural. I want it to look as a part of the skin because I am drawing it. So if I did a little bit too much, it will look crazy, wild, and if you've seen the step-by-step makeup tutorial, you see how I went from one option of doing the highlighter, and I was like, that's too much. And I went into a completely different route. Same color, but pretty much I just used a different brush. So, yeah, that's how I got this look. I thought it was real cute. I think she real cute. I was like, I might have to for real try this on my face and see how this comes out. But she cute. I like her. So, yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. Like I said, make sure you follow Makeup Breeze on all our social media links, Facebook groups for sure. Yeah, and I'll just talk to y'all when the next look comes out, okay?
The hottest and the finest.
Makeup Breeze.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Breeze.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Makeup Breeze. You're listening to Makeup Breeze.